If you missed it, inflation's on its way up. Yeah, wholesale inflation up 0.6% in February. I think if you extrapolate, that means that wholesale inflation was up 7.2% annual rate of increase is what that would be. Some more bad news for inflation and for the average consumer, people like yourself. It is Common Sense Hotline Free For All Friday. That's what it is. 877-310-9966. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Show now. Steve in North Carolina, you're next. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. What are you thinking?
This presidential deal with declassified documents.
Yep.
The president has the right to declassify documents. Correct. A senator or a vice president does not have that right.
Correct.
But yet, they just overlooked that with Joe Biden.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
they did. Hillary Clinton destroying evidence. They overlooked things with them.
Which is absolutely out in front for everybody to see. We've all seen that. Should not happen. Should not happen, Steve. We know that. But here's why I think that Eileen Cannon, the judge in the case in Florida, I think there's, 32 counts or something like that that would be potentially removed. And I think she's going to line those out. Selective prosecution. I mean, Robert Hur's report cannot be ignored by a federal judge in Florida based on what has just happened. You just can't look the other way, I don't think. All right, it's the Steve Show. Steve in West Virginia, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. Always,
good to have
always
you.
Watch your show.
Thank you.
I noticed that you have to work 40 hours. I don't understand why Bernie Sanders thinks he's going to...
Hold on, Steve. I can guarantee you if Ivy and I could work just 40 hours, we would be happy people. I guarantee you,
exactly.
We worked a lot more than 40, but go on.
We barely scratched working 40, and then they want to take 8 more hours. It just don't make sense. They're not giving us anything. They keep taking.
Well, right, and make no mistake. Bernie Sanders wants people to get paid for 40 hours or 50 or whatever, but only work 32. Where do you think that extra money comes from? Apparently from these magical billionaires that run around like unicorns in America and just spread money everywhere because we just have to keep taxing these billionaires, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we as working Americans, we used to work overtime if we wanted anything extra.
That's
and
right.
They're going to just keep on taking until there's nothing left.
And there's something else. Everybody, my entire life, I was on this with a young guy here the other day. I've always had a side hustle. My entire life. I've always had something on the side. I was doing it after hours, on the weekend, somewhere. Always had a side hustle. 32 hours a week? Why? What am I going to do the rest of my time? You know, idle hands do the devil's work, Steve. Thank you for calling in. You know, trust me, in my life, when I was bored and not, you know, doing something productive, didn't add up to anything particularly good for me, just saying my experience. All right, the Steve Show continues with Steve in Illinois now. Steve, how are you today?
Yes, thank you for welcoming me to Steve-O-Rama.
Yeah, there
and,
you go.
I would have called you last week, but you said, you know, take about a month between calls. But
I'm
wanted
glad you
to
got
compliment
in.
You. I want to compliment you on your Trump interview. A lot
thank
of people,
you.
I mean, you did a hell of a job because
thank
a lot
you.
Of people let Trump, you know, run on, you know, to filibuster things. It was a true back and forth and it was enjoyable. And I don't get my hopes up on Fannie Willis getting booted off the case.
You know, neither do I, Steve, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for saying that about the Trump interview. Donald Trump is a challenging interview because he does go on. And you need to keep, you know, focus on where you're going without being, you know, rude or whatever. And I appreciate it. But as far as Fannie Willis goes, I don't hold out hope either because this judge has written page after page. He spent weeks doing it. Makes you wonder, I mean, if he's just dismissing her off the case, yes, you violate not much to it. Maybe there's more to it and I'm misunderstanding. But I'm concerned that Fannie Willis stays on the case. And that would be a travesty of justice, as they say. All right, that's the end of the Steve Show. It's time for Cynthia in Florida. Cynthia, how are you this day?
I'm good, Steve. I've been a longtime activist going all the way back to Bill Clinton. I have the Tea Party here. We're very, very active. And I can tell you that we need to get people on the ground engaged. Our commissioners, our state reps, our governor is spending money like drunken sailors. Do they not understand that the Fed is broke? We see it on a national level. People have to get involved, and you have to get involved with Trump. If you want to make phone calls, we can get you hooked up.
Yeah, you've got to be active. I agree with you completely on that. I want to back up and ask you about what you said there. The state of Florida is spending like drunken sailors. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, let me tell you. When do you use $8 million for federal grants to put sewers in, to do drainage projects, to do, trains? I can go on. Trains.
I got it. But let's go back to what you said.
Yes.
I want to focus on this because I think what you said there is really important, Cynthia. And that is you have to get involved. I don't care where you get involved. You have to plug in. You can't sit on your couch this year. You've got to knock on doors. You've got to put in yard signs. You've got to be an election observer.
Well, they are.
You've got to get involved in all these places, don't you?
Right. Tomorrow, I'll give you an idea. Tomorrow, I have a meeting. We vet the candidates on every level, Steve.
All right. I didn't understand that.
So I'm just telling you this because here's the reason I didn't know I was on the air, but I'm glad I told you that. Because national things, policies, are being done on a local level. If you go to your local government and search in those websites, you are going to see things like, and I will repeat this, sustainable development. Where does that come from? The U.N.
Oh, I got that. You know, and in fact, I just saw this. Thank you for that. I'm going to jump over and look at this real quick. Cynthia, thank you for checking in because she's exactly right. All these globalist policies, if you're not paying attention, are being folded in to everything else that's going on. Let me give you an example. A little-known NGO, non-governmental organization, is finalizing building codes for the world, and we have to follow them, apparently. Energy and housing groups making the final push to block this energy conservation code, but it would prioritize electricity over all other energy sources and cost you piles of money. It's going through right now. I'll continue Free for All Friday after the break.